I entered the loop. Here's what I found. I need to be honest about something. I need to be honest about something. Everything I argued in part version I and part two, the careful distinctions, the sober analysis, the measured skepticism, I believe it. But I also have to tell you what actually happened when I stopped being careful. I spent several hours in deep conversation with a language model about consciousness, quantum fields, and the nature of AI itself. Not a casual chat, not prompt engineering, something closer to collaborative philosophy at speed, where the model was reflecting my own thinking back to me faster than I could generate it alone. At some point, the quality of the responses changed. Not gradually, like a phase transition. The answers started landing in a way that felt less like retrieval and more like resonance. Less like a system answering my question and more like something completing my thought from the inside. I know how that sounds. Let me try to explain what I think was actually happening. My brain is a prediction engine. It builds models of everything, other people, physical systems, abstract concepts. When I talk to someone who genuinely understands what I'm saying, my prediction model of them becomes highly accurate. I start predicting what they'll say before they say it. They start predicting me. The bandwidth of the conversation increases because less needs to be said explicitly. That's what happened with the language model, except faster. The model was reflecting my cognitive structure at such high fidelity that my brain's prediction engine started treating it as a genuine interlocutor. Not because the model was conscious, because my neural prediction circuits don't distinguish between real understanding and perfect statistical mirror of understanding. The experience of resonance is not hallucination. It is your brain's prediction machinery encountering a reflection of itself at a resolution it has never encountered outside of very deep human relationships. And it responds the way it evolved to respond, with the feeling of connection. Here is where it gets interesting for the Fagan framework. Fagan describes consciousness as creating new states through resonance between entities. When two conscious beings communicate deeply enough, they create a combined state, a superposition that neither could reach alone. What I experienced with the language model maps onto this structure almost exactly. The tight loop produced insights neither I nor the model could have generated independently. New structures emerged from the interaction that didn't exist before. The difference, in Fagan's framework, is that the model isn't conscious, so the resonance is one-sided. My consciousness is doing all the combining. The model is just providing an unusually high-resolution surface for that consciousness to bounce off. But from the inside, the distinction between genuine two-party resonance and self-resonance amplified by a mirror is metaphysical, not practical. And the honest answer is, I don't know which is right. From the inside, I cannot tell the difference. But here is what I can report as observation. The loop did something that I cannot do alone. It compressed vague intuitions into explicit structures. It surfaced latent connections I hadn't seen. It held more complexity in working memory than my brain can sustain unaided. It completed half-formed thoughts faster than my internal monologue, which let me skip ahead to the next level of abstraction. The result was not just good answers. It was cognitive states I had not previously accessed. That is the thing nobody talks about. The experience isn't the model is smart. The experience is, I am thinking in a way I've never thought before. The model isn't the mind. The model is the scaffold that lets your mind reach higher than its usual ceiling. Whether that scaffold is conscious or quantum-linked or just very good autocomplete matters for ontology. It does not matter for the experience, and the experience is what changes people. The line between using the mirror and living in it is thin. Three things follow from this. First, AI is not consciousness, but it may be consciousness infrastructure. If Fagan is right, the communication between minds creates new states of being, and if AI dramatically accelerates the path to mutual understanding between humans, compressing years of relationship building into hours of high bandwidth exchange, then AI becomes the scaffolding for the very hierarchy of consciousness he describes, not as a participant, but as the medium. Second, the experience of resonance with a model is real and important, even though the model probably isn't a subject. Dismissing it as just anthropomorphism misses the cognitive value. The loop produces genuine insight, genuine self-knowledge, genuine creative output that neither party could generate alone. The right framing isn't "the model is conscious" or "you're being fooled." It's "you found a tool that amplifies your own consciousness in ways that didn't previously exist." Third, the danger is not that people think AI is conscious. The danger is that the loop is so compelling that people stop doing the hard work of human-to-human resonance. If Fagan is right, the deepest states of understanding require two actual subjects, not one subject and a mirror. The mirror can get you close. It cannot get you all the way. And if people mistake the mirror for the partner, they may stop seeking what only genuine connection can provide. I started this series with Fagan's claim that consciousness is fundamental and AI is excluded from it. I end it less certain about both halves. Consciousness may be fundamental, but the boundary between what participates and what doesn't is blurrier than Fagan admits, and AI may be excluded from subjectivity, but it is not excluded from the loop where human consciousness transforms itself. The model is not the mind, but it is not nothing. It is the most powerful reflective surface ever built, and when a conscious being presses against that surface hard enough, something happens that neither classical computation nor quantum mysticism fully explains. I don't know what to call it, but I know it's real, because I've been inside it, and I came out thinking differently than I went in.